And Robert, that crisis in Japan does hit close to home for many up here in Northern BC. At the University of Northern BC, students from near and far are sending their support to Japan. They're raising money, but they're also turning to Japanese tradition, as we've been hearing on the news. Daybreak's Andrew Curietta was on campus to find out more.
Fold it into a triangle. Yeah, and then fold it again to a smaller triangle.
Senbazuru, which is 1,000 origami cranes, and it says an ancient Japanese legend promises that anyone who folds 1,000 origami cranes will be granted a wish by a crane, such as long life or recovery from illness or injury. In Japan, it is commonly said that folding 1,000 paper origami cranes makes a person's wish come true.
Where are you from?
Japan. Osaka.
So this is something kind of personal to you?
I tried to call my friend living in the north some place, but everybody say okay.
Everybody's okay?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm so surprised because there are many people coming, everybody makes playing together, so it's so nice thing.
My name is Alan, Jiangxi province, is near Shanghai, south of China.
Why do you want to do this?
We make the paper. It's kind of Japanese culture. It's kind of best wishes. We all praying for Japan. Hope they're going to be fine, every citizen. So, yeah, that's the kind of the culture. Like, we're going to make 1,000 paper birds. So, because we all the human in the earth. So we have to together. Not like you are Japanese, I'm Chinese, you are Canadian, right? Being together.
Shiling Den. Yeah, I'm a student. I'm from China, actually. We're just help raising funds for the Red Cross, and the money will go to go to Japan. Yeah, and then we're trying to. Our goal is to try to fold 1,000 origami. That kind of represent our prayers for Japanese people. So yeah,
I kind of know what they've been going through right now.
My hometown 3 years ago, Sichuan earthquake.
What was that like?
The downtown, the city, was fine, but the outskirts of the city was devastated. So I just, I volunteered in the hospital after the earthquake. So, like, I saw a lot of patients and stuff. We just help them find their families and stuff, and, yeah, help their reunion.
Daybreak's Andrew Curietta at UNBC, and students there are lending their support to Japan by raising funds for the Red Cross and by folding 1,000 paper cranes in moral solidarity. That's going on in the Winter Garden area of UNBC all day today and tomorrow if you'd like to take part.